You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Richard Weinberger, CEO of the Association of Accredited Small Business Consultants and author of a new book, Propel Your Small Business to Success, Accelerated Actions to Maximize Profit. Dr. Weinberger, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Oh, Eric, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you're more than welcome. So first of all, what do you mean on the cover of your book, Forward Thinking Systems Approach?
Eric, so many times what business owners do, they look backwards. It's great to analyze financial statements. It's great to analyze what happened in the past. But what I have done with my book, I have turned that around and said, let's look forward. What can we do to propel our businesses forward? In other words, let's be proactive and plan ahead, a forward-thinking systems approach, as opposed to being reactive and only making changes to what has happened in the past.
And how does your book differ from other business books out there on the market?
Oh, thanks, Eric, for asking me that. One of the reasons that I wrote the book, I found that in searching for business books, and I've spent 30 years in small business, both in business, at the college teaching level, and so many books that are on the market today, Eric, are only narrowing in on one particular topic area, maybe economics, sales, marketing, finance, something of that nature. Only concentrating on one area. What I have done with my book and where I feel that it is unique and really differs, it's a very comprehensive approach, and that is it covers all aspects of improving operations and maximizing profit. So that could be anywhere from financial statements to operational management, strategic planning, the list goes on. So it's in a workbook style for easy comprehension that is a very simple, step-by-step, methodical approach that also includes checklists, questions to ask yourself about your business operations, and then tips for improvement. And these are very practical tips that I know that have worked over 30 years as opposed to theoretical applications from a textbook.
And is planning important for a small business?
Oh, goodness, Eric. That is so important. In fact, actually, so many times over the years, I've had small business owners say to me, well, I don't have time to plan, or I don't know how to plan, or what I really like is when someone says, well, really, planning is only for large businesses. And I have to sort of chuckle and say, well, how do you think those businesses became large? They started out small. But basically, what planning does is take a business from what I call the stagnation stage to the elevation stage. In other words, Eric, it's not enough for someone to simply say, I want to increase sales. It's, well, how are you going to increase sales? So in that planning process, someone has to say, this is how I'm going to increase sales and by this amount. Or let's say another example, rather than simply saying, I want to be better than the competition, I want to beat the competition, it's, well, this is how I plan to beat the competition. In other words, this is how I plan to market. This is how I plan to expand my product offerings or give better service. Or maybe the last example could be rather than just saying I want to expand my product offerings, it's like, well, this is how I'm going to expand my product offerings. I'm going to add these lines. I'm going to purchase from these vendors. So really what planning does, it involves budgeting. It involves capital infusion. Are we going to need to hire additional employees? Do we need new equipment? Are we going to have different marketing approaches? So really, prudent business decisions can only be made with forethought and planning, and that's why planning is so very, very important.
Today we are joined by Dr. Richard Weinberger, CEO of the Association of Accredited Small Business Consultants and also the author of the new book, Propel Your Small Business to Success, Accelerated Actions to Maximize Profit, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Weinberger, what are some major weaknesses of small businesses?
Eric, I think I could really summarize maybe three main weaknesses. We could talk about a lack of basic knowledge, a lack of understanding of the strengths and weaknesses of a business, and then lack of understanding of just general business finances. So to elaborate just a little bit on those, when I say a lack of basic knowledge of how to operate a business, so many small business owners really only have a real command of the technical aspects of their business, but they don't have a wide diversity of knowledge in all of the aspects of operating a business that is necessary for what I call survival first. Are we even going to be able to make it? Then success. Okay, we're making a little bit of money. We've got our doors open. But where we really want to be is that growth stage. So business owners need to have a wide diversity in all of the core functions necessary to operate a business. Then when I say that many times that there's a lack of understanding of the strengths and weaknesses of a business, this is really how a business fits into the competitive landscape, Eric. In other words, small business owners need to know, where are my strengths? What can I really capitalize on? What weaknesses do I have that account for the competitive deficiencies in the marketplace? Not capitalizing on untapped opportunities, and then also making no plans in advance to minimize threats if they materialize in the business. This is what we call a SWOT analysis, SWOT for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And then lastly, I think that there's a lack of understanding just of general business finances. In other words, what product or service is generating the most profit or the largest profit margin? Because most businesses have several products or service lines, and they all contribute more profit or less profit. That doesn't mean that we want to just forget about those that are providing a smaller gross profit margin, but we want to concentrate on those product or service lines that are really bringing in the most to our business. Also being able to analyze what expenses are out of line so we can intervene immediately before something bad happens, and really just poor cash management, not having a cash budget, and cash is king in a small business. So that's what I would really summarize as kind of some of the major weaknesses of small businesses.
Certainly appreciate that from your expertise. How about lastly, what are some major improvement tips for small businesses?
Oh, that is great. Well, going back to what I alluded to earlier, any business owner can prepare what is called a SWOT analysis, Eric. That's just taking a sheet of white paper, dividing it into four categories, and every business will have items that fall into each one of these categories of the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, or threats. But that's where someone can really see where they can really beat the competition, because the idea in business is simply not to meet the competition, but it's to beat the competition. Then business owners need to perform a revenue and expense review on a regular basis, not just simply at the end of the year, but that goes back to the beginning of our conversation. We want to be proactive. We want to look ahead. We want to decide what can we do in the future. And then lastly, I think every business should look at process improvements. Every business operates on some type of processes or procedures. And what our idea is, and that is we want to improve efficiency, which saves money. We want to reduce wasted time and effort. We want to ensure employee compliance. I think those are three major things that we can talk about real quick, and that's something that a business owner can start doing today, not in 6 months from now.
Certainly appreciate all these insights and information. How about if you would, before you go, tell us where we can get further information online?
Sure, you bet. Well, actually, my new book, as you mentioned, Propel Your Small Business to Success, just got listed on Amazon. That's probably the easiest place to go. They can just type that into that address bar at the top, and that book will pop up.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners?
You know what I would like to suggest to everyone, and that is keep your current customers. So many times we hear people say, I want new customers, I want new customers, I want new customers, and I always have to say, but what are you going to do to keep your old loyal customers? Because long-term sustainable growth, Eric, is based on customer retention plus new customers, not really a revolving door of prospects in and customers out. If that happens, a business can never lead to sustainable growth.
Dr. Weinberger, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's been my pleasure. Thanks again.
It certainly has been ours as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Richard Weinberger, CEO of the Association of Accredited Small Business Consultants and the author of the new book, Propel Your Small Business to Success, Accelerated Actions to Maximize Profit. And once again, the website of reference is aampapproach.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.